From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Federal prosecutors are disappointed today over the verdict in the case of the first Guantanamo detainee to be tried in a civilian court. Ahmed Khalfan Gailani stood trial in New York, and yesterday a jury acquitted him on more than 280 murder and terrorism charges.
But he still faces a prison sentence of at least 20 years. That's for his conviction on conspiracy to destroy U.S. embassies in Africa. He allegedly bought explosives used in the bombings. As NPR's Kerry Johnson reports, it's not clear the outcome would have been different in a military court.
Ahmed Khalfan Gailani was supposed to be the Obama administration's test case, a slam-dunk conviction that would demonstrate the U.S. courts can handle accused terrorists with no trouble. But a jury in New York cleared Gailani of the most serious charges against him for involvement in embassy bombings in 1998 that killed 224 people. New York Republican Peter King told Fox News the verdict is a tragedy.
This is the real danger, the real insanity, if you will, of bringing these cases in a civilian court.
King says the case has all but destroyed the administration's approach to future terrorism trials, especially for the masterminds of the September 11th attacks.
And the president said, and the attorney general, the reason they wanted to have these cases in a civilian court was to show that these courts could get the job done and let the world see what was going to happen. Well, what the world has seen is that Gailani was acquitted on 284 counts, including over 200 charges of murder.
I think it's a tragedy that any elected official in this country should view this the way Representative King is depicting it.
That's Eugene Fidel. He studies military justice, and he says Gailani could face life in prison when he's sentenced in January.
No one should dismiss this as a trivial conviction or a minor event. It's going to change Mr. Gailani's life big time.
National security experts say they're not so sure that the problems confronting prosecutors in civilian court would have played out much differently in a military commission. Problems such as Gailani's alleged torture, which could prevent the use of any evidence tied to it. Here's Ben Wittes of the Brookings Institution.
When you arrest somebody like Gailani, put him in a long-term secret detention with enhanced interrogation, you will create enormous back-end problems for any criminal trial that you'd later try to conduct, including a federal court trial and including a military commission.
On the other side, defense lawyers for Gailani say they haven't stopped fighting. They're going to appeal the single conspiracy conviction. And that's not all. Michael Bachrock is one of his attorneys.
We will be arguing strongly that based upon everything that Mr. Gailani has gone through while in United States custody, specifically what he went through at the CIA black sites, what he went through at Guantanamo Bay, that those should mitigate against having a harsher sentence.
Would that be different if the case were handled by a military commission? Not necessarily. One detainee charged before a military commission got a life sentence, but a few others got out within months, essentially getting credit for time they had already served. Contrast that with the fate of four other men who were charged with taking part in those same Africa embassy bombings years ago, but never taken to Guantanamo. Instead, they went to trial in New York, and they're all spending the rest of their lives in a supermax prison. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.